Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the power and the glory, the God that had this whole world in mind so as to birth children. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we are all your idea and you've got the best idea for us as your children to walk in your footsteps and be your children, friends, companions. So thank you. Thank you. Our word this morning, it just reminds us where we come from again, and that we just surrender and we flow with you. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Hallowed be thy name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 3, verse 7 to 12. Now, if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face, because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory. Since we have such a hope, we are very bold.
Hallelujah. So here we can just see, you know, the Old Testament had splendor. The word glory is also the word splendor. And it has splendor if it comes from the heart of God. So the Old Testament was the heart of God to get man to realize what is good, what is perfect, what is wonderful, but then it didn't have the ability to bring it about. So it shows man that he needs to have a Savior, and he needs to submit to the Savior, and he needs to flow with the Savior, and then God could work, and our Father, the God of all things, amen, this world, everything in creation. And so that's the big reality. So, and now praise God, that has been brought back. We've been brought back into the original intention where we can just surrender and we can say, Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come, hallowed be thy name. And then we are in the right place for the goodness of God to flow in our lives. This is why I so love this Old Testament prophecy, because what is happening here, the original intention that was in God's heart, that we saw it play its part for a while in Adam. They were made by God, they heard from God, they walked with God, and they experienced God. But then when they started listening to voices outside of this wonderful God, our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the family, that's where the problem came. So the beauty you see here where Jeremiah is speaking about a new, and it's a permanent covenant will be made, and where God will do what we need to do, amen, but he won't stop being the wonderful God and Father that has a wonderful plan for us. So that's the difference. It's now we're allowing God to work in us, to will and to do according to his good pleasure. So again, these beautiful scriptures, so you can see the heart of God and you can just be so amazed there, because yeah, we don't know the length, the depths, the breadth, and the height. We can't say we don't know. We do know it, but it's as God opens it up to us. We just got to stay flowing into the length, the depth, the breadth, and the heights of the love of God, which is his purpose, which is his destiny for us, which is a blessing to us and our children's children and to the world. So be blessed as you just look at these scriptures again. You know, it just says it so clear. It says if the first covenant was perfect, then it was not necessary for God to make another covenant. So it wasn't perfect, but this new covenant is perfect because it is God working in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. So it's so beautiful and it's so wonderful and it's so great and it's restoring everything to the way it should be. So be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.